Every Wednesday, we check in with my great friend, Jordan Davis. He's the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, the host of the No Dishes podcast, the local food truck organizer here. And if that's not enough, he's a local celebrity judge. Gee whiz, how do you have time for all this? How are you today, my man?
Good, man. It's easy to make time when it all involves eating delicious food, you know?
Well, that's a good point. And I left out in that long-winded introduction there, the man back from vacation. Well, let's start with that. How was your, are your batteries recharged and ready to go?
Yeah, man, it was great. It's the one time a year, other than maybe Christmas or Thanksgiving, that, you know, my sister and her family from Colorado, or Steamboat Springs comes in, sister and her family from Kansas City, you know, mom, dad, the whole family gets together. Up in Culver, and it's really great. Got to see all my nieces and nephews and eat some delicious food up there as well.
Well, that sounds delightful. The only thing better would be going to Steamboat Springs this time of year, but I don't know. Is it hot in Colorado? Like, it seems to be hot everywhere else except here. I kind of, well, that doesn't, well, you had a lake up there. That's the best part. You get hot. You jump in the lake. You ride around in the boat, ski a little bit, tube a little bit. When you guys all get together like that, how do you feed everybody?
Oh, man. So we'll do like one meal out to eat, you know, maybe we'll do some separate individual trips over to the root beer stand that they have there. It's still like a drive-in, but it also has a walk-up window. They brought back my favorite thing from childhood that had been gone for years, called the pizza burger. And it's almost like a pounded out like beef patty with like pizza seasoning, and it's breaded. And it's phenomenal. And it's been gone for years, and they brought it back. So I was very happy to get that and a frosty mug root beer. We also love Cafe Max, Lakeside Grill, and Papa's up there in Culver, Indiana.
Well, that's the thing. You tell them, hey, you want that back. You want it ready to go. And there you go. You have it just like that. Well, that's good. You got the power in the state of Indiana. That's a busy time. Jordan Davis is our guest today. He's hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry. Hey, look, the sun's out a little bit. And, well, let's start with, before we get to all the great things you eat, we have to tease people and drag them along in this. You will be judging a big-time food competition coming up, I believe it's this weekend. Now, I just saw the headline, so bear with me here if I say something stupid, which you're used to, which is good. Help me out. We're obviously going to raise some money. That's the good news. We've got three great local chefs, and tell me all about it. What's happening this weekend?
Yeah, so it's next Saturday. It's not this Saturday. Woo! It's next Saturday at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. It's the Chef's Challenge. The Community Kitchen has been putting it on for a while. Man, I want to say something like maybe up to 15 years. They've done quite a few of them, and it's pretty much like an Iron Chef challenge. You know, they cook live. Myself and two other people are the judges. I know Carol Kugler from the Herald Times is one. I'm not sure who the other one is, but yeah, we have Corbin Warwick from One World Enterprises, who does an amazing job for their massive catering operation. Eric Bueno from Feast, who's also helped with the menus at K-Bello and Metalworks. And then Dan from The Elm, one of the great new spots here in Bloomington. So I can't really think, I mean, there's a lot of good chefs in town, but those are definitely three of the top ones. So when they told me who was competing and what was going on, I was like, man, I got to be there. I mean, I feel like that's the pinnacle of food judging in Bloomington, you know?
And when you get there, apologize to Stacy Strand from the Ivy Tech Community College. She's in charge of the hospitality department. She's the chair out there. She's the name you've forgotten. So get off to a good start. She's got the Yellowwood Cafe out there and all the other great things going on. So three big judges, three big chefs. And the key to this, well, number one, it's going to raise some money for some great causes, as we know. I'll let you tell me about that here just in a moment. But the magic of this is they do not know what their secret ingredient's going to be. So it's almost like beat Bobby Flay before you get to beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you get to see them think on their toes. They all have, you know, some burners and, you know, a pantry to go run over and grab stuff from. But I'm pumped, man. It's going to be kind of be like live audience for a TV show, you know?
It's excellent. And then you and the judges get to obviously sample the food. What does the winner get? Does he get some golden apron? Do we get a
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a golden spatula.
Golden spatula.
I want to say. But yeah, if you buy tickets, it goes to a great cause. It's for the community kitchen. Next Saturday, the 29th, I believe doors open at 6. And yeah, I think there's appetizers for everyone, and you get to watch three super talented chefs think of their feet and come up with the best dishes they can.
Well, there you go, and we will remind everybody of that next Thursday. But why we're reminding you this week is because, well, we don't want you to get to next week and they're out of tickets, or the tickets are very limited. And there's a pretty cool angle for restaurant industry workers and servers as well. Their tickets are only $10. So you can.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Yeah, I had no idea. That's super cool. I didn't find out until about a week ago. I was going to be judging, so I'm still getting caught up on some of it, but that's an awesome deal. I actually was supposed to DJ a wedding, who my friend is going to be DJing now, because I couldn't miss this opportunity.
I like the sound of that. Tickets are available, buzzkirkchumley.org. You can probably walk up to the box office whenever they are opened for business. And the MCs for the event will be local comedians. Oh, geez. Say it again.
Is Stephanie Lockvalier?
That's how you say it. Okay, I'm glad I stopped.
No, I've always said it.
And Jonas Schrote, a Brown County winemaker, will entertain the crowds, and Jordan will get a taste of all of the wonderful dishes. And a local pillar of our community, the community kitchen, will be the benefactor from all of that. So that's exciting. That's exciting as well. All right, now you're back in town. What's going on? What's opening? What's closing? We got all kinds of things that are moving and shaking here in Bloomington. I always take a look at the Carol Kugler's column is great for that. The Bloomington Foodies update page at Facebook is fun for that as well. Your friends at Two Sticks, they're taking a little break time, aren't they?
Yeah, they always take a summer break. I think it's maybe a week, maybe two, but definitely check their Facebook out. It's a sad day because I always love popping over there. They're our neighbor. They do amazing baked goods, and I'm sure I've said it on here before, as much as I love ice cream, baked goods are always going to be my greatest vice.
And that's why it's tough for me to listen to you every Thursday, but I do sweat a little bit when we talk about all this stuff as well. Just to show you that we are not against chain restaurants or anything like that. Free tea, McAllister's, tomorrow. Well, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
You know, that's why I love the show. I'm finding out something, too. I love McAllister's sweet tea. So that's awesome, man. Is it just show up and get it?
Limit is one per person, in store only. You can choose sweet, unsweet, Arnold Palmer style, half sweet, half unsweet, and tea with a one flavor shot of a new limited time passion berry. Good job, Carol Kugler, keeping us. And everybody knows where McAllister's is, right? 3rd Street out there at Eastland Plaza. We know where that's at.
Absolutely. I remember I was over there many years back, and Tom Crean and Mike McCarthy, the then coach of the Packers, was in right after they had won a Super Bowl. I was the jerk that went up to them while they were eating and asked for a picture with Mike McCarthy, and I had Tom Crean take the picture. And then as I'm walking out, I noticed there's a line of people, and I I broke the seal. So sorry for ruining their lunch at McAllister's that day.
Well, let me get this straight. Jordan Davis is our guest, No Dishes podcast host, operations manager at the Chocolate Loose. You had Crean take the picture?
I don't know. I didn't care about having my picture with Crean. And I just like, Coach, congrats on the Super Bowl win. Can I get a picture with you?
Hey, Coach, can you shoot us, Coach? Can you get us hit that button
well,
down there at the bottom?
I kind of looked over at him, and before I said anything, he just reached his hand out.
Now, this had to be a camera phone, right? You didn't have a Nikon around your neck looking like a tourist at in New York City, right?
No. Yeah, it was a phone. I mean, this was when did the Packers win the Super Bowl?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Anyway, it was right after that. I think McCarthy was like the guest speaker at like the Tom Crean basketball camp. It was like during the summer. And he was not. I have the picture. I'll send it to you. McCarthy is not happy in the picture at all.
Well, he's never happy. You're only happy when you're a coach, when you win the big game. So Crean wasn't like, hey, you want one with me too? He did nothing. He just was a good soldier and took it right there on the chin. And that might
be. He's like, he hit on his phone. He's like, well, you want me to take it? I was like, that'd be great. Thanks. And I just
God. No, I mean, that was that pre-selfie stick? What happened there? I don't know. That's probably the greatest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was before selfies. Well, like, it was, selfies were a thing, but that wasn't my instinct. And yeah, you know, because I was sitting waiting for to go order, and they came up and were ordering, and I'm looking over like, is that Mike McCarthy? I'm trying to figure it out. And then when I asked for the picture, Mike goes, I was wondering, like, when you were going to say something, because, like, he could tell I just kept staring over at him. So, anyway, the only terrible.
I don't think you should interrupt
people when they're eating, and I did.
Yeah, you got to take that one chance. You never know if you're going to see McCarthy ever again, so you got to jump in there. McCarthy's now the head coach of Dallas, is that right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So he's probably never going to win a big one again, so good for him.
If we wouldn't have brought up McAllister's today, we never would have heard this story.
Yeah, it's the best part is definitely having Tom Green take the picture.
Oh, just being like, I just got off the floor after that one. Yeah, that's that's an all-timer. Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm not exhausted as much as our public works crew here in Bloomington. And thankfully, Adam Wason and that gang, they've been busy lately, whether it's been cutting down trees and getting trees out of the road. They've been trying to get sidewalks at stoplights and intersections redone as well. But our friends at Smoking Jacks are very happy that 17th Street is open and ready to go again.
Yeah, it's blocked off a little bit further than there. I was trying to go to Goldie's earlier, get some restaurant supplies, and couldn't cut over from that roundabout there at Arlington and 17th.
Yeah.
But we'll pop up and come back down through the mobile home neighborhood.
You can find a way and get through that, but at least partially that artery is open. Smoking Jack's Rib Shack, Dollar Bones on Wednesdays, by the way. Now I'm hungry again. Okay. Meat sweats, baby. Meat sweats happening. Let me ask you, and you might have the same answer as I do. I'm seeing more talk about 21 North in Martinsville. Have you been up that way yet?
Yeah, I've been there twice, and it is absolutely phenomenal. It could come to Bloomington and do very well. I can't even tell you what I think one time I got a Caesar salad with, like, salmon. And just I remember it was just, like, perfectly dressed, crisp salad, fresh. Really well done salmon, not like well done, but well executed. I can't remember what I got the other time, but both times I remember just being very, very, very impressed. And 21 North is definitely worth a drive right there, kind of on the square in downtown Martinsville.
All right. So again, we're here to learn things. Jordan Davis always helps us out with what's going on in that department. And I see your buddy Abel Garcia is up to no good and trouble in a good way. He's got a brunch coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of brunches over there at Cup and Kettle Tea Company. Jessica, the owner over there, is fantastic. I've not been able to make it to one yet, and I don't have the exact details on that date and time. But I know one thing about Abel, and you're in for some very good food if you buy a ticket.
It's coming up on July 30th, the final Sunday of the month of July. Go just look up Cup and Kettle Tea wherever you get your social media. And they want you to get there and want you to be a big part of what's going on. So the time is now 3:48 at WGCL. I'm hungry. You've been hungry. What is on your list of things we should be eating as summertime rolls along here in Bloomington?
All right. Well, so since I've been gone, I've only got two. I think this is by far a record for the least amount of places I've gone since the last time we talked. But I do have some exciting things to talk about for tonight, Thursday, and Friday. The two I've gone to, I went to Crazy Horse last night. We started out with the wings, the Gold Rush, kind of like a mustard barbecue.
Love it.
And so it was like two wings per person. So we got three ranches, obviously. We're not going to share ranch. And they were perfect. They're meaty. They're perfectly cooked, crispy. And the sauce was awesome. And then I did their steak sandwich, medium rare, added some sriracha mayo, grilled onions. The bread was nice and fluffy. It was a very, very good sandwich and a side of mac and cheese.
What kind of onions did you add to that?
So it's actually one of that that's already on there, but they're just white onions.
Whoa. You okay? Everything okay there? Mr. Red Onion?
I know.
Is that your like, safe word, red onion, if you're in trouble somewhere, if you just yell red onion?
They gave
I'll come running.
Ooh, yeah, I'll I'm going to need you to take this back. I need red onions. Could you actually like throw a little balsamic in there too? Thanks.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Crazy Horse, always delicious. The Crazy Horse Tavern Happy Hour coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. Rob Bolton will join us from PGAtour.com. And now I'm hungry again, so good job. Way to go.
Yeah, what I'm here for. And then just like an hour ago, I was going down to our warehouse over from 69 and stopped at the Victor Pike truck stop.
Oh, yeah, it's down in my hood. I know where you're at.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They had a beef taco lunch special for $7.99, and it was the best gas station tacos I've ever had, if that says anything.
You're so hungry you could eat a sandwich from a gas station.
Hey, I'm not above that. I don't know if you've ever saw the egg salad review I wrote for Circle K. But
yes, I did. I did read that. And also, I saw the egg salad potato chips you posted. And that's on that made it to the visual part of the post today.
I have an unabashed love for egg salad.
I know deviled eggs are different, but you know, it's kind of similar. I mean, I can you can have mine.
I don't know.
Okay, so the Victor Pike Sunoco, I believe it is, has a taco bar. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're getting ready for Food Truck Wednesday tonight. We've got Bloomburger, Pappy Shack, Weaver's Barbecue, and one more that is I'm missing. And then we'll be out there selling ice cream. And we also, for the first time ever, this is a official announcement, we are adding lemon shakeups to our event repertoire at the Chocolate Moose.
Whoa, baby. If you miss the fair, you don't have to miss the fair. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. And Food Truck Wednesday is in Ellettsville. We'll remind everybody. It's on Sale Street. It begins at 4:30 and runs till 8:30 tonight. So if you can't make it to tomorrow's big concert or Food Truck Friday, well, here's three nights in a row to get you loosened up in the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a big 3 days, so we're doing kind of the soft launch of Lemon Shakeups today. We'll also have it at Switchyard Park tomorrow. Today is 4:30 to 8:30 on Sale Street. Like you said, free to attend. Tomorrow, we're at Switchyard Park for the Visit Bloomington concert series. It's Shannon and the Clams. They're like an indie band. So they'll be on the main stage. We're going to have some trucks there. I think it runs from 6 to 10 or 9:30.
Correct.
Yeah. And then Friday, we've got our biggest lineup of the year. The Dynamics are going to be playing on the main stage. And then we're doing shakeups. It's going to be a great week.
Well, that's fantastic. And tomorrow night, the food trucks begin at 4 o'clock Thursday at Switchyard Park. Music at 6. Everything wraps up at 9:30. There will be an adult beverage garden as well for Thursday. How about for Friday?
Yeah, Friday's the Dynamics. They've got Joe Donnelly opening, and then that's 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. That the trucks are going to be out there slinging. And the very big addition, other than us doing lemon shakeups, is I've never made it down to Orleans to try them before, but I've seen their posts.
Oh, they
look amazing. Speakeasy Pizza is making their Food Truck Friday debut this week at Switchyard Park.
They will be awfully busy because that is good, good stuff, I am told, as well. Beer garden on Friday night?
I don't believe so.
All right. Well, I don't want to give anybody bad information and say, well, that dope on the radio said. And I said, whoa, hey, easy. Take it easy. Gee whiz.
Yeah, there was one last week, but there's typically just one once a month as part of the happy hours on the lawn that the Parks and Recreation Department does.
I got over to Cafe Ami by Mother Bears on campus with my lovely wife on Sunday night. Had some sushi and some other tidbits. Delicious.
Oh, Ami is if it's not the best, it's one of the best sushi spots in town.
We had never been. Can you believe that? As long as we've been here, we've crossed that off our list, and we will be back. It was delicious. Service was wonderful. I'll tell you my bad service story next week. I want a week to sit on this one.
Yeah, it's always good to decompress a little bit before you vent on the
airwaves. Don't hit send, buddy. Don't hit send. Once it's out there for good. Can't get it back.
Man.
I know you're busy this week. Thanks for making time for us, as always. Again, tonight, 4:30 to 8:30. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Tonight is Sale Street, Ellettsville. Tomorrow night, 4 o'clock, trucks begin at the Switchyard Park. 11 a.m. on Friday, the trucks begin as well. It's only going to be 81, by the way, on Friday. You're going to have a huge day for that. Dynamics bringing people. That weather's perfect. Speakeasy Pizza and all the other greats going on. You better get some sleep, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I can, man. I'm going to do a bunch of lemon shakeups. You can get really high on the sugar and then crash.
There you go. Shake it up, sugary. See you, buddy. We'll get you next week. I love it.
All right. Thanks, dude. Take care, man.